Thank you and good morning. The National Weather Service has issued a flood watch through tomorrow morning as rain continues to fall on the county and surrounding areas. We could get as much as 4 inches of rain by tomorrow morning, and low-lying roadways, small streams and creeks, combined with high tides, will bring flooding to coastal areas. High winds are in the forecast as well, and the snow level is expected to drop to 3,000 feet. That could impact travel on mountain passes. The rain will once again impact already soggy roadways, culverts, and bridges. Highway 299 was open to local traffic over the weekend at intermittent hours, but the rain could impact work being done at the slide area near Burnt Ranch. The heavy winter rains have already prompted 2 emergency declarations from the county, and at tomorrow's supervisors' meeting, the board will declare another. State officials have surveyed the area and determined that more than $7 million in damage has been done to local roadways and another $10 million to agricultural products since the heavy rains began in December. The county could also see federal funds enter the picture. The Hoopa tribe has already received disaster funding from FEMA. Residents in the city of Fortuna voted to approve Measure E last November, a sales tax increase earmarked for public safety and public works. As was done at the county level with Measure Z, a Citizens Oversight Committee has been formed by Fortuna to help determine where the revenue should be spent and what priorities should be addressed first. The Measure E Oversight Committee will be comprised of 7 people appointed by the Fortuna City Council and will include 4 electors from inside the city, as well as 3 spots for those who live outside Fortuna but operate a business inside city limits. The first meeting will be March 7th at City Council Chambers. State Assemblymember Jay Obernolt has introduced a bill addressed at bicycle safety and stop signs. Obernolt's AB 1103 would allow cyclists to slow as they approach a stop sign and, without coming to a complete stop, continue on their way if the path is clear, similar to how a yield sign is used. Obernolt said that coming to a full stop can put cyclists at greater risk because they spend more time at an intersection, and that leads to a greater chance of a collision with a vehicle. The bill will head to the Transportation Committee for review. A second measure introduced by Republican Assembly members Matt Harper and Philip Chen would significantly raise the dollar amount for property tax exemptions in an effort to allow more people to own their own homes. AB 1100 would raise the property tax exemption for homeowners from $7,000 to $25,000, citing the fact that the median price for a home has risen by more than $20,000 in the past 40 years, and that many residents can't afford to pay property taxes on a house. The lawmaker said that with California in a housing crisis, providing tax relief for homeowners and renters will lead to better economic stability. The North Coast Regional Water Quality Control Board will host 3 public meetings this month to answer questions from residents about local regulations as they relate to marijuana. The 3 meetings will address issues about who must enroll in water regulatory programs related to marijuana cultivation, which as of now includes those who will use more than 2,000 square feet for cultivation, and what responsibilities property owners, tenants, and others have for water quality and runoff related to grow sites. The first meeting is scheduled for tomorrow in Hay Fork, followed by a second meeting in Eureka on the 22nd and a third back in Hay Fork on the 23rd. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In addition to impacting local roadways, the series of winter storms has already played havoc with PG&E power lines across the region. Over the weekend, there were outages in Arcata, Bayside, Willow Creek, and Southern Humboldt on Saturday and Sunday, and we can expect more this week. Currently, the PG&E power outage map shows about 6,000 people without power in Hoopa, with smaller outages in Fortuna, Humboldt Hill, and Cutton. The forecast calls for high winds. That could mean more outages as the latest storm moves through the area. Jordan Christmas has our community news.
In this month's Our Community News, we take a look at the historic industries that shaped and sustained the towns along the northern coast of California, as well as the Wild Rivers coast of Oregon. Gold, fish, and trees, and by the start of the 20th century, dairy cows. The gold brought them here, as thousands staked claim across the region in the search for the precious metal. Abundant fishing grounds helped sustain the earliest communities, and local towns sprouted up to support the miners who trekked into the hills to find gold. But it was the trees that really got things going, and it was initially the abundance of fir and pine that brought in lumberjacks from the Canadian Maritimes, Maine, and Vermont. By 1850, the lumber industry had begun to reshape the region, but it would take about 5 years before the industry really got going. Early sawmills on the Humboldt Bay failed, but by 1855, lumber exports from Humboldt Bay had eclipsed the 200 million board feet mark, and it would only grow from there. Gold, fish, and trees, the three key industries that led to the life of our communities.
And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.